Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Saturday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen.
Sing praise to the Lord. Remember the wonders he has wrought. Alleluia.
Sing praise to the Lord. Remember the wonders he has wrought. Alleluia.
Give thanks to the Lord. Tell his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Oh, sing to him. Sing his praise. Tell all his wonderful works. Be proud of his holy name. Let the hearts that seek the Lord rejoice. Consider the Lord in his strength. Constantly seek his face. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, the judgments he spoke. O children of Abraham, his servant, O sons of the Jacob he chose, he, the Lord, is our God. His judgments prevail in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever, his promise for a thousand generations, the covenant he made with Abraham, the oath he swore to Isaac. He confirmed it for Jacob as a law, for Israel as a covenant forever. He said, I am giving you a land, Canaan, your appointed heritage, when they were few in number, a handful of strangers in the land, when they wandered from country to country and from one kingdom and nation to another. He allowed no one to oppress them. He admonished kings on their account. Do not touch those I have anointed. Do no harm to any of my prophets.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Sing praise to the Lord. Remember the wonders he has wrought. Alleluia.
The Lord did not abandon the good man who was sold into slavery, but freed him from the power of sinners. Alleluia.
The Lord did not abandon the good man who was sold into slavery, but freed him from the power of sinners. Alleluia.
But he called down a famine on the land. He broke the staff that supported them. He had sent a man before them, Joseph, sold as a slave. His feet were put in chains. His neck was bound with iron until what he said came to pass, and the word of the Lord proved him true. Then the king sent and released him, the ruler of the peoples set him free, making him master of his house and ruler of all he possessed, to instruct his princes as he pleased and to teach his elders wisdom.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord did not abandon the good man who was sold into slavery, but freed him from the power of sinners. Alleluia.
The Lord was true to his sacred promise. He led his people to freedom and joy. Alleluia.
The Lord was true to his sacred promise. He led his people to freedom and joy. Alleluia.
So Israel came into Egypt. Jacob lived in the country of Ham. He gave his people increase. He made them stronger than their foes, whose hearts he turned to hate his people and to deal deceitfully with his servants. Then he sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, the man he had chosen. Through them he showed his marvels and his wonders in the country of Ham. He sent darkness, and dark was made. But Egypt resisted his words. He turned the waters into blood and caused their fish to die. Their land was alive with frogs, even in the halls of their kings. He spoke, the dog fly came, and gnats covered the land. He sent hailstones in place of the rain, and flashing fire in their land. He struck their vines and fig trees. He shattered the trees through their land. He spoke. The locusts came, young locusts, too many to be counted. They ate up every blade in the land. They ate up all the fruit of their fields. He struck all the firstborn in their land, the finest flower of their sons. He led out Israel with silver and gold. In his tribes were none who fell behind. Egypt rejoiced when they left, for dread had fallen upon them. He spread a cloud as a screen, and fire to give light in the darkness. When they asked for food, he sent quails. He filled them with bread from heaven. He pierced the rock to give them water. It gushed forth in the desert like a river. For he remembered his holy word, which he gave to Abraham, his servant. So he brought out his people with joy, his chosen ones with shouts of rejoicing. And he gave them the land of the nations. They took the fruit of other men's toil, that thus they might keep his precepts, that thus they might observe his laws.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Abraham, Joseph, and Moses prefigured your plan, Father, to redeem mankind from slavery and to lead them into the land of promise. Through the death and resurrection of your Son, your church fulfills these promises. Grant us living water from the rock and bread from heaven, that we may survive our desert pilgrimage and thank you eternally for your kindness.
The Lord was true to his sacred promise. He led his people to freedom and joy. Alleluia.
God has given us a new birth into a living hope. Alleluia.
By raising Jesus Christ from the dead. Alleluia.
From the Book of Revelation. Someone said to me, John, do not seal up the prophetic words of this book, for the appointed time is near. Let the wicked continue in their wicked ways, the depraved in their depravity. The virtuous must live on in their virtue, and the holy ones in their holiness. Remember, I am coming soon. I bring with me the reward that will be given to each man as his conduct deserves. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Happy are those who wash their robes so as to have free access to the tree of life and enter the city through its gates. Outside are the dogs and sorcerers, the fornicators and murderers, the idol worshippers and all who love falsehood. It is I, Jesus, who have sent my angel to give you this testimony about the churches. I am the root and offspring of David, the morning star shining bright. The Spirit and the Bride say, Come. Let him who hears answer, Come. Let him who is thirsty come forward. Let all who desire it accept the gift of life-giving water. I myself give witness to all who hear the prophetic words of this book. If anyone adds to these words, God will visit him with all the plagues described herein. If anyone takes away from the words of this prophetic book, God will take away his share in the tree of life and the holy city described here. The one who gives this testimony says, Yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with you all. Amen.
I am the root and offspring of David, the radiant morning star. The Spirit and the Bride say, Come.
Let each one who hears say, Come. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Alleluia.
Come to the waters, all you who thirst. Listen to my words and come to me.
Let each one who hears say, Come. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Alleluia.
From a Discourse on the Psalms by St. Augustine, Bishop. Our thoughts in this present life should turn on the praise of God, because it is in praising God that we shall rejoice forever in the life to come, and no one can be ready for the next life unless he trains himself for it now. So we praise God during our earthly life, and at the same time, we make our petitions to him. Our praise is expressed with joy, our petitions with yearning. We have been promised something we do not yet possess, and because the promise was made by one who keeps his word, we trust him and are glad. But insofar as possession is delayed, we can only long and yearn for it. It is good for us to persevere in longing until we receive what was promised and yearning is over. Then praise alone will remain. Because there are these two periods of time, the one that now is beset with the trials and troubles of this life, and the other yet to come, a life of everlasting serenity and joy, we are given two liturgical seasons, one before Easter and the other after. The season before Easter signifies the troubles in which we live here and now, while the time after Easter, which we are celebrating at present, signifies the happiness that will be ours in the future. What we commemorate before Easter is what we experience in this life. What we celebrate after Easter points to something we do not yet possess. This is why we keep the first season with fasting and prayer. But now the fast is over, and we devote the present season to praise. Such is the meaning of the Alleluia we sing. Both these periods are represented and demonstrated for us in Christ our head. The Lord's Passion depicts for us our present life of trial, shows how we must suffer and be afflicted and finally die. The Lord's resurrection and glorification show us that life will be given to us in the future. Now, therefore, brethren, we urge you to praise God. That is what we are telling each other when we say, Alleluia. You say to your neighbor, praise the Lord, and he says the same to you. We are all urging one another to praise the Lord, and all thereby doing what each of us urges the other to do. But see that your praise comes from your whole being. In other words, see that you praise God not with your lips and voices alone, but with your minds, your lives, and all your actions. We are praising God now, assembled as we are here in church. But when we go our various ways again, it seems as if we cease to praise God. But provided we do not cease to live a good life, we shall always be praising God. You cease to praise God only when you swerve from justice and from what is pleasing to God. If you never turn aside from the good life, your tongue may be silent, but your actions will cry aloud, and God will perceive your intentions, for as our ears hear each other's voices, so do God's ears hear our thoughts. Your sorrow will be turned into joy.
Alleluia.
While the world rejoices, you will weep, but your sorrow will be turned into joy.
Alleluia.
Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, who through the regenerating power of baptism have been pleased to confer on us heavenly life, grant, we pray, that those you render capable of immortality by justifying them may by your guidance attain the fullness of glory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.